Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. At 1000 on your radio dial, this is AFRS in Asmara, your skyline station for music, news, and sports. Hello, Chicago. Hello, Chicago. Calling Chicago. Calling Chicago, this is AFRS. Calling Chicago. Hello, Chicago. Come in, Chicago. There you are. I read you loud and clear now. Read you loud and clear. Well, this is an answer to the tape that I received from you about a month and a half ago. I really enjoyed it. It was very nice to hear from everybody. Sorry it took so long getting over here. We started out in June, or I guess before that, and then ended up sometime in October. Well, today is the 30th of January, 1955. It's about 11:26 in the morning now, on a Sunday morning. Very nice day out. We had very cold yesterday and the last couple of days. Weather's starting to clear up in Massawa, and it gets pretty hot down there and pushes all the clouds up here. So we'll have a few scattered showers now for a couple of weeks, and then it'll get hot and warmer again. And then our rainy season will come in a month or so. I think I've got this tape working at the right speed. The tape recorder I have here is both a 50-60 cycle machine. And the difference between the your tape recorder and this one is that yours operates on a 60 cycle current and this is on a 50 cycle current. Well, I've filled up the speed drive shaft with Scotch tape so that it reproduces your tape at exactly the right tone and speed. So I'm recording this one at that same speed and hopes that this will work out so that you will be able to understand and my voice will be perfectly normal. Please let me know how it comes out. Well, I enjoyed the tape. I'll run down everybody I listened to now and answer some of the questions people threw at me. Dad, you did an excellent job as MC, of course. And the first person I heard from was Dr. Erickson. Really nice to hear from you again, Doc. And I hope to stop by there soon after I get back. My neck's still a little bit stiff over here. Well, a new grandma, I don't guess you'll be able to listen to this. I imagine you're still in San Francisco. In case you happen to be back in Chicago before I get back there, I'm looking forward to seeing you again. I enjoyed What's My Line very much. Even though it was on both sides of the tape. Mom, all the food gets over here swell, Mom. And I guess think the best thing is a smaller package of cake or cookies by airmail. It really doesn't cost too much, and if it's small, it'll get over here faster and it'll be a lot fresher. But everything's arrived fine. Well, Grandma, nice to hear from you, and I enjoyed the pictures of the 50th wedding anniversary very much. And I also like the pogo strips you send all the time. Grandpa, about your saying to have a couple of boys stop by the Chicago Theater, I told a couple of my friends that have already left there, and you may have already or will receive a couple of visitors in a short time. Thanks a lot for the offer. Sure nice hearing the cuckoo clock again. I got a big kick out of that. Nice to hear from you, Jack. I have been puttering around and thought a little bit. We can't find too much on it over here about this area, but I hope to make a couple of trips to some old forts down in Dongola, where they had a fairly large battle, and I hope to get down to Aksum before I leave here, which is the cultural and religious center of the Ethiopian Empire for something like 2,000 years. Well, Merrill, it's nice to hear from you again. I could hear Mona giggling in the background there when Merrill said that you were giggling yourself to death, Mona. Glad you went into the fifth grade, and I can hardly wait to get back and see how much you've grown. Looking forward to seeing you. Well, Mona, I don't know about those empty bottles. If I get back there, I'll have to see if I can help you out on some more of them. And down in your new basement, of course. I expect to leave here either in later November or early December, if I'm lucky. and if this Formosa situation doesn't burst out. Well then, Mom, you spoke for a few minutes, and then Grandma said she had some Star Rock pictures that she sent, and I enjoyed them very much. Oh, by the way, Dad, did you ever get those color pictures that I sent over to the corner photo store on Damon? I sent them over just before I come out here, and I've asked a couple times, but I never heard anything about them. I wish you'd check up on them and let me know. I forget what they were about right now. I think there were some that Barbara had out in Iowa that I borrowed from her. Well, Grandpa, was glad to hear from you about all the electricians union and everything. And I think the Chicago theater's electricians are much better because they also provide a escort and guide service for a couple of boys and their dates occasionally. I hope you got out to the Craftsman's Picnic. Of course, that was quite a while ago now. I got a big kick out of your pun there, Grandpa, on your... it wasn't as good as the rest of the week as he did on Friday. That was pretty good. I don't think anybody else caught that when you said that. Now for the new neighbors of our new house out in Mundelein, Miss Susan Bradshaw. I'm very glad to hear you live next door, Susan. I'm looking forward to seeing you and your tribe as soon as I return. I hear that you're in the 9 years old and in the fourth grade at school, and you like it. I'm looking forward to seeing Claire and Mickey and Oswald, too. Glad to meet you, Mr. Bradshaw, and I look forward to seeing you and Mrs. Bradshaw as soon as I return. I have a couple of English friends here, Mr. and Mrs. Holman and their son Steve. He's about three or four. Mr. Holman works for Aden Airways, a subsidiary of BOAC. He's a chief inspector, and over here, because they're so short-handed, he does a lot of the engineering and work on the engines. They're a very nice couple, and have had me over to their house several times for dinner and out for drives. Well, I see where the LaGrange folks came down. Glad to hear from everybody out there, and John Paul, Kurt, and Johnny, Nellie, and Sue. Sure surprised me when I heard you were a freshman in high school. By the time I get back, you'll just about be a sophomore. Well, I can hardly wait to see you. I really bet you've all grown a lot. Thanks an awful lot for that Christmas package. I really appreciated it. It was really nice. Well, Dad, it was nice to hear about you talking all about the house and describing it and everything. It really seems if I were right there with you, I can hardly wait to get back. I imagine it's really a great setup. I don't know about Don's bunk there, though. The way he's been talking, from what I hear from his letters through you, I think maybe we ought to set a tent up for him in the backyard. I mean, these Marines, when they come back, you never can tell just how much rehabilitation they're going to have to take. But after all, these dog catchers that over in Korea, that's pretty bad. Well, Mom and Dad, I'll switch down now to the last letter I got. It was written Sunday, January the 16th, and I received it just the day before yesterday. I'm sure sorry to hear about Mom being so sick. I hope you're a lot better, Mom, and I'm glad the doctor's doing so much for you. You be good now and stop those cigarettes. If I can do it, you can do it. Well, that was quite a snow that Dad you describe in here. I don't know, maybe we'll get snowed in on the way out there in the suburban area. So glad that you met the chief of police. I imagine he's quite an engaging character. Lucky he didn't engage you for 30 days. Well, we'll get the driveway dug out there, fixed up. I'll help you work on it. I hardly wait to get back to start running around the house and doing things. Excuse me a minute here, the tape recorder's acting up. Yeah, I guess we're all right now. Well, let's see, where was I? Oh, I'm glad you liked the leopard skin necktie. I can imagine how that went over down at the farmer house. Oh, I hope you're doing a pretty good job down at the farmer house. It's very interesting jobs you mentioned in here. I'll look around and see if I can find any literature about it. I'm sure I can find some labels that you wouldn't have gotten over there. I received the stamps, of course, and also the catalog and printing equipment, and have written a letter off to the editor asking for some information. I think we'd be a lot better off having it printed downtown personally, because you'd need the personnel in order to run the printing equipment and, of course, all the little things that go into making up a newspaper. And since we're only myself and an assistant putting out the newspaper now, and that's not too much work, I don't think it'd work out very good. Well, I'm hoping we can get it printed downtown before I leave, at least. Well, checking down here in the letter, skipping down. Oh, I don't know about Mom driving there. That sounds pretty rough to me. Poor Don, that's all I gotta say. I bet he's really sweating that out. Well, I can't really think of too much to say. I had a very nice Christmas here. Kind of catch up on my activities as you did on yours in the letter. I went over to Ema and Maria's house. Ema works in personnel, and Maria, her sister, a couple years younger, works as a telephone operator. And they live with their mother and right by the Holman's house. In fact, they were the ones that introduced me to the Holman's. And we had a very nice Christmas. Their father and brothers are in Trieste. And we got a tree from downtown, got some ornaments, and trimmed it all up. I really had a good time. I had dinner over there and everything. And then Christmas Day, I had dinner at Sergeant's house from our section. Had a very nice time there. It was really a nice Christmas and New Year's Eve. We had a rousing party down at the club. There's a small tavern and bar at on the corner away from the club, and they were selling this Eritrean champagne there. It got so that everybody in the club was going out there and buying the champagne from New Year's Eve. Well, there was one fellow who could still count. He said that the last he knew, there were something like 25, 26 bottles of champagne, empty bottles of champagne on the table. Well, I felt like it the next morning. I guess everybody else did in our barracks. It was really a nice time, though. I didn't miss the snow too much, and it surprised me I had a lot better time than I expected. Of course, I can hardly wait to get home for next Christmas, and I should make it. How about this Formosa deal? I don't know about that. If anything does happen, I imagine we'll stay here, at least for the duration, or we should. But I just hope nothing happens over there. Of course, by the time you get this, I may already have. Well, they took Joe Nix, my assistant, one assistant, away, and gotten another one now from the States. He went to school and been breaking him in on the job. And that's been quite a job, putting out the daily newspaper. It's a two-page mimeograph. It's not the 8x10 size paper, but the longer, about 8x16 or so. And we put that out every morning, and then on Friday we put out the weekly newspaper. And I'm writing a book now, or a pamphlet, I may have mentioned it before, but we hope to have them printed up very soon. I've got most of it put on the mimeograph stencil, and they're having the cover printed downtown, and the proofs will be up. It's called Your Tour of Duty at Kenyu Station. And well, of course, it has a lot to deal with the history and everything. I've kind of dug up all the information that a person would be interested in when he first came over here, and that rather than find out wrong from other people, you more or less get the lowdown. Of course, it includes all about the postage and everything, too. And I'll try and send you a couple copies as soon as we get them printed up. So, you see, Dad, I'm kind of catching up with you, or keeping up with you, in the publishing business here. There's not too much else to say. As I said before, it's a nice day out today. Holmans have introduced me to a very nice author of books. He's Nevelyn Shute, and they've lent me a couple of his books. I don't mean the author in person, just his books. But I think you'd like them, Dad. I think you'd be very interested in them. They're very well written. That's Nevelyn Shute, S-H-U-T-E, and he's written books. The titles are No Highway, The Checkerboard, others that I can't remember right now. But it's very good. Right now I'm reading The Cruel Sea, and that's a very good book. I enjoyed that very much. Well, I really appreciated all the music you sent. I'm looking forward to hearing a couple more tapes on the Hit Parade, especially. I really enjoy that. And maybe if you can pick up on the radio just some of the latest tunes on some of the disc jockey shows. Trying to think of the name of that one disc jockey fella. He's on WIND. I just can't think of it. He's on later in the evening, and he usually plays some of the newer tunes. But would you like to hear him? Because we usually get him a couple of months a little bit later over here. And maybe one side of the recording with just all the latest tunes. We'd really appreciate that a lot. Thanks a lot for the Imogene Coco show. That was very nice. And I'll wait. Before I send the tape on to Don, I'll wait to hear from you, because in the tape you mentioned that he had 4 months cut off his tour. And if so, he ought to be leaving over there pretty soon, and the tape might not be able to catch up with him, because it's got to go from here through New York out to San Francisco and then over to Korea. So I'll wait until I hear from you in the next letter, and I'll also mention it in the letter that I'll write. And then I'll send it on to him if he won't be home before then. I can't think of anything else to say right now. I'm going to look around here and see if I can find something to tell you about. Well, the Rolleiflex is working out fine. Got to try and print up some pictures today, and I'll try and send a couple of them along to you. I really like that camera. I don't think I haven't used the graphics since I've gotten it. And the C3 is really nice too. I'm taking all the color pictures with that, of course. Mr. Holman is trying to get me interested in 8mm. He's got an 8mm camera and a projector. And he's got something like 2,000-3,000 feet of film already. And showed it to me a couple times. He's got some wonderful pictures of the Holy Land and Jerusalem, Aden, Cairo, Alexandria, some really swell pictures. So if Don hasn't taken the Revere 88 over to Korea, I'd like to have it over here for a month or two, or maybe just until I come home, if he's not using it. But I get some of the pictures that might be able to show just a little bit more clearly the area over here and some of the actions, how the natives go about and do their cooking and all that sort of thing. I've gotten just over 100 slides, and I haven't had a chance to label them. We've really been busy around here. Of course, I'm taking Italian lessons and I'm giving English lessons, and I'm teaching Ema and Maria how to drive. That's a job in itself. But, it keeps you busy. When I stopped by the consulate yesterday and see Mrs. Schneider again, and they asked me to stay for lunch. Very, very nice couple, and I heard from them that our ambassador down in Ethiopia was very ill, but I didn't find out exactly how serious. They met some friends through the Schneiders. They're Italians that have a farm down in Dorfu Valley, which is a very deep valley right on the edge of the plateau. And it's quite a nice farm, fruit farm with oranges, lemons, that sort of thing, and vegetables too that they sell up here. They're quite well off. They have a very nice house. And they have two sisters, two daughters, the Rizzis have, and one brother. You know, the brother I brought up to Post a couple of days ago, and we had a sports car movie on Post. He really went for that. Now his sisters, one of them works in Mogadishu for the UN, and that's Rosanna, and then Ferrovana, or I can't really know how to pronounce it. Everybody calls her Ferry for short. Oh, don't laugh. And she's really nice. She works for Aden Airways as a hostess. And she is, well, they're all very nice. But now her brother took me over to this indoor swimming pool. And I hadn't even heard about there being one here in Asmara until he mentioned it. And so I'm going to join that. It's a very small fee, $7 Ethiopian a month for a subscription in this indoor swimming pool. And they have a sun deck up on top of the building. And I went over there once and looked around. It looks like a tremendous place. I can hardly wait for Monday, which will be payday, to go down and get signed up for it. Well, things on post here, this new commander that we have, Colonel Charles, we're having two parades a month now, and on Friday afternoons, and on the other ones we're having inspections in the morning. There's even talk of doing a little physical education one morning a month. I don't know, this place is getting pretty bad. Maybe Korea is a little bit better, but I don't know. When Don talked about frost on the tents in the morning, I imagine there's quite a bit of snow over there in the mornings now. I hope he had a good time in Japan. I'm anxious to hear all about his trip over there. I imagine it was really nice. If I didn't have school to go back to and finish, I think I'd sign up and re-enlist and have a tour of duty over in that area. But of course I want to go back now, and I figure that the Northwestern isn't too far to go over to every day, commute. And Dad, if you could find out some of the things about that, and I'll write to Northwestern. Well, I won't either. I'll wait till I get home, because I want to work until the next September. I plan on coming home at least by December, and then working until next September, get a little money put aside. When I leave here, I hope to leave here a month early, and if possible take a delay en route, and I can go free by mats up to Italy, and I want to travel up Italy and across France over to the British Isles and up into Scotland, and then we have a base in Scotland, and I can fly mats then over to the States and still be home in time for Christmas, I hope. Now that's just tentative, it's not really decided or anything yet, and also rest on whether I can save up enough money for it. But at any rate, I hope to get up in through there in Europe and just take a quick look through there. It cost quite a bit to go down to Nairobi. Some of the fellows did it here just recently, and now they spent $300-$400. Of course, I imagine a person could get along with less, but they climbed Kilimanjaro, and they had a trail of porters that just wouldn't stop. You can imagine how that was. Now, wait a minute, a little trouble with the tape recorder here again. Maybe you can hear it squeaking. All right, I guess we got it cleaned up. They had a tremendous time, though. Some of the pictures they brought back are really nice. They took six of them went down, and they took over 800 colored slides, and we're just waiting for them to come back. I'm pretty anxious to see them all. I did make sergeant this month. Two of us in our section here, Hugh Gorley down in the S3 office itself, and I up here were supposed to make it, but headquarters said they could make two sergeants in one section in the same month. Well, I couldn't say much about it anyhow, but Major Merritt said that they had told him that I would make it next month. So all I've got to do now, I guess, is wait and see if I do make it. Well, I guess we can always try. Well, I've used up... Oh... about half an inch on from the of tape. Well, depends how you look at it. Let's see. It's, I can't figure it out. It's about 13 minutes, I think. Well, it looks a little bit longer than that. It looks about 10, about 25 minutes on my watch. So I'll cut off now and see if I can't come back on with something more interesting, maybe some of the sounds of the country around here or something of that nature. So now for AFRS in Asmara, this is Ty Curtis signing off. Signing off Chicago, signing off.